an unscreened 31-year-old in an operating room lined with Secret Service agents, held Ronald Reagan's heart in his hand. And that's when it dawned on me how close Reagan came to dying. He lost more than half his blood. The bullet lodged just an inch from his beating heart. And so little things like that surprised me.
One thing that was fascinating in the book was that the gun that John Hinckley used in the assassination attempt wasn't locked up in some evidence room somewhere when you first saw it.
Oh, no. You know, it's really fascinating. I covered the federal courts for the Washington Post, covered a hearing with Hinckley, and then a few days later, an FBI agent called me to his office to talk about an undercover investigation I'd heard about, and they didn't want me to write about it. He gets up from his conference table, goes over to his desk drawer, rummages around, comes back, and slaps something heavy in my hand. I look down. It's a gun. That's John Hinckley's gun. I went, it's Hinckley's gun? What's it doing in your desk drawer? And it turns out it was like his little token conversation started.
Well, sound files of radio communications from the Secret Service have been released recently, and they shed some light on decision-making that took place on March 30th, 1981, after the shooting. They got some things wrong, didn't they?
Advise when that shot fired. Shot fired. Rawhide is okay. Follow up. Rawhide is okay. You want to go to hospital or back to the White House? Back to the White House. Rawhide is okay.
Those tapes are so dramatic. They're so real to listen to them. They really put a picture in your mind of what's going on. And it also shows how calm the agents are, how cool and collected they are during probably the biggest crisis of their careers. They are alone. They left everyone behind. And then Reagan, about 30 seconds after the shooting, there's bright blood on Reagan's lips. He's having trouble breathing. He's in a lot of pain. His face is ashen. Do I go to the hospital or do I go to the White House? Because the White House is a safe place to go. But the hospital is clearly where Reagan needs to go. It's a risky decision because he has no security there. But they get to the hospital, and Reagan walks in and then collapses like a lead stone, just falls right to the ground. And I interviewed a paramedic who was there who saw this happen. He said, oh, my God, the president is code city, meaning in paramedic speak, he's going to die. And the doctors told me that if Reagan had gone to the White House instead of the hospital, Ronald Reagan would have died.
You spoke to Reagan's press secretary, James Brady, too, who at one time was only given a 50% chance of survival.
His life was never the same again. Him and Sarah Brady are two of the most wonderful people I interviewed for the book, and just wonderful, nice, kind people. While he still has a sense of humor, he was never really able to do the job again. Although Reagan was really kind and allowed Brady to keep the title of press secretary and his government salary and job for the rest of his time in office.
The book is Rawhide Down, published by Henry Holt & Company. Its author, Washington Post reporter Del Quentin Wilbur. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.